Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It's Friday, and I'm thrilled you've joined us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Thanks for spending some time with us. It's Friday, and I'm really thrilled that you're with us because we're concluding the first week of a great series on prayer by Derek Prince. Man, if you have not been with us, log on to the website at derekprince.org. You can listen to this particular teaching as often as you want to. There'll also be other wonderful teachings and a lot of other material about what's going on at Derek Prince Ministries. Now, this past week, we have really had some of those great foundational truths of prayer reviewed for us. Derek has taught us about how we have to approach God the Father with an understanding that He's a loving Father, how our motives have to be right, how we need to have confidence that He actually wants to help us, about how the promises that are made in the Scriptures are already yes in God, but we have to access them through prayer. And then, of course, Derek was really hitting home the idea of forgiveness, that really our prayers are most often hindered by the lack of forgiveness in our lives. In fact, I even urge people to make a list of people they need to forgive so their prayers can be freed. We're going to continue today, and Derek's going to be talking to us about some of the elements of successful praying. This is a series that you want to take notes on. You want to actually have the 1, 2, 3s actually written down so that you can review them and incorporate them into your life. And we're certainly, many of us, doing that here at Derek Prince Ministries. We want you to do it as well. So let's get right to it as Derek continues to teach us on the elements of successful praying.
I'm going to deal with the next important element in successful praying. This has to do with the part that the Holy Spirit plays in our prayers. It can be stated very simply. The only kind of prayer that is acceptable to God is one directed by the Holy Spirit. Actually, this goes far beyond our prayers. It applies to every area of the Christian life. The only kind of Christian life acceptable to God is one directed by the Holy Spirit. Now, many people who've been born again really don't know how to be led by the Holy Spirit when it comes to Christian living. This is perhaps particularly true when it comes to praying. But later on in this chapter, Paul applies this principle specifically to prayer. In Romans 8:26 and 27, he says, "And in the same way, the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He, that's the Spirit, intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." Paul says that we have a weakness. We all have a weakness. It's not a physical sickness. It's not even a mental sickness. But it's just part of our old carnal nature. And the weakness is this. We don't know how to pray as we should. There are different versions of that verse. Some say we don't know what to pray for. Others say we don't know how to pray. I believe both are true. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray. Sometimes we think we know what to pray for, but we still don't know how to pray about it. And other times we don't know either what to pray for or how to pray. We're at a loss. God's remedy for this is to send us the Holy Spirit to help us. He's the Comforter, the Helper, the one who comes to help us lead the kind of life and pray the kind of prayers that we need. And so Paul says here that when the Holy Spirit comes in a certain sense, He takes over for us. And as we yield to Him, He does the praying that we need through us. Paul's language is very personal here. He says the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And again, in the next verse, He, the Spirit, intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. In a certain sense, the secret of successful praying is turning over to the Holy Spirit, yielding intelligently but voluntarily to Him, and letting Him pray through you the kind of prayer that really needs to be prayed. Notice that Paul says this kind of prayer can come in various ways. One way that he speaks about here is in groanings too deep for words. Now, I've been present when people were given that kind of prayer. It's very moving. It's very solemn. It's almost frightening. It's important to understand that many of the things that we really need to pray about are too deep for words. The ordinary words of our normal expression just are not adequate for the things that we need to say in prayer. So one of the ways that the Holy Spirit liberates our spirit to pray effectively is with groanings that are too deep for words. That's one kind of prayer. Now, another way that the Holy Spirit can help us is by giving us the right prayer in our own language, but it's not a prayer that we would ever have prayed if left to ourselves. Now, there's a third way in which the Holy Spirit can help us to pray, and that is through a prayer language in an unknown tongue. This is spoken about, of course, many times in the New Testament. Some people find it hard to understand. The truth of the matter is, it can't be fully understood. It's one of those activities of our spirit which goes beyond the ability of our little minds fully to comprehend. But thank God that Christian experience is not limited to what our minds can comprehend. Thank God that we have a God that's bigger than our little minds. And one of the ways in which God liberates us from the tyranny of our mind over our total lives is by giving us, through the Holy Spirit, a prayer language. We are praying in a language that's very real, but it's not a language we ourselves understand. We've just handed over to the Holy Spirit and let Him pray through us what needs to be prayed in this new prayer language. Today, all around the world, millions of people are entering into this experience and finding it corresponds exactly to what's written about it in the New Testament. Listen to what Paul says about it in 1 Corinthians 14, verses 2 and 4. For one who speaks in a tongue, an unknown tongue, does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. One who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. So what are we doing when we pray in this prayer language, this unknown tongue? Paul says we're doing three things. First of all, we're speaking direct to God, not to man. That's a privilege in itself, to be able to speak directly to Almighty God. Secondly, he says, in our spirits, we're speaking mysteries, things too deep and profound for our little minds fully to grasp. Thirdly, he says, when we speak in a tongue, we are edifying or building ourselves up spiritually, even though our mind doesn't really understand all that's going on. All right, listen to what Paul says now in Ephesians 3:20 as we close for today. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Notice that the answer to our prayers depends on the power that works within us. What is that power? Of course, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. The more He works in us, the more effective our prayers are.
You know, I love it when Derek points me to a higher form of experience in God. And you know, I can continue with my prayer list kind of praying, and that's valid, where I take my list of requests to God and hold them before Him and then do it again the next day and treat Him, as the Bible says, like the unrighteous judge who has to be bugged every day. But then there's prayer that's led by the Spirit. Then there's the Holy Spirit saying, today I want you to spend some time interceding for Africa or interceding for the president or praying for so-and-so or even praying for something I don't fully understand. That's Spirit-empowered prayer. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Government leaders and policies can greatly affect God's people and their ability to carry out the Great Commission. But what can one believer do? Can a single saint change the course of history? Derek Prince says, yes. Few Bible teachers in modern times have had a deeper understanding of how prayer and fasting work together to change circumstances than did Derek Prince. That is why one of Derek's most consistently influential books is Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the little taught secrets of moving mountains that have inspired and influenced countless other Bible teachers and intercessors. With it, you can become a history shaper. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting for only $12.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince had a deep and biblical understanding of the power of prayer. He saw firsthand how God will partner with willing believers. Discover how the same keys that move princes and presidents will also bring God's perfect will into your life. Order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
We Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thankful you're with me here on this Friday and hoping you've not missed one word of this amazing series on prayer that we're just at the end of the first week of. We've learned so many things. We've been taking lists. We've been forgiving people. We've been getting our lives cleaned up so that we can let the Lord answer the prayers that He's already committed to answer as they come out of the Scriptures. Let's listen now and continue to learn how to pray and be successful in prayer.
So far this week, I've explained four important elements of successful praying. The first, that we pray with confidence, without condemnation. The second, that we pray with the right motive, which is for God's glory. The third, that we pray out of right relationships with our fellow human beings, especially those closest to us. And the fourth, that our prayers are directed by the Holy Spirit. Today, I have one more important element of successful praying to deal with. It is that we pray according to God's Word. The principle is this: God's Spirit always works with and through God's Word. I'm going to say that again. It's so important. God's Spirit always works with and through God's Word. Therefore, it is not enough just to have the Spirit of God, but we must combine with that the Word of God. There's an example of this in Psalm 33, verse 6, where this principle is applied to the creation of the universe. The psalmist says, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host." Where the English translation says breath, the Hebrew says literally spirit. So by the word of the Lord and by his spirit the heavens and all their host were made. In other words, these are the two agents behind all creation. The entire created universe was brought into being by the combination and cooperation of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. If we turn to the opening chapter of Genesis, we see an example of how this actually took place historically. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, the writer says, "The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters." Notice, the Spirit of God was already there and moving, but nothing effective was yet happening. But the next verse says, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." God said means that God's Word went forth. So where the Spirit of God already was, the Word of God went forth, and the union of the Spirit and the Word of God produced creation. God said the word light, the thing light came into being. Now there's a tremendous truth to grasp here, and I'm going to put it this way. The entire creative power of God can work through us when God's Spirit and God's Word are combined in our prayers. We may be, in our own sight, very weak. We may be very limited. But if we can make ourselves channels for the Spirit of God and the Word of God, if we can so unite ourselves with God that we don't stand in the way of God's Spirit and God's Word, if we're yielded and submissive and obedient and flexible, then the entire creative power of God can work through our prayers, because it only required those two things to bring the universe into being: the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And those two things are equally available in our prayers if we know how to yield ourselves to them and let them have free course through us. I want to give you an example of the limitless power of prayer through just one man when it's the Spirit of God and the Word of God working through that man. The example is Elijah. The passage that speaks about this is found in the New Testament in James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. James says this about Elijah: "Elijah was a man just like us." Notice that, no different from the rest of us, a man just like us. "But he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops." So Elijah was a man no different from us, but by his prayer he controlled rainfall in the land of Israel for 3.5 years. That's staggering, isn't it? And yet Elijah is not set forth as someone completely different and unlike us, but he's set forth as a challenge and an example. He did it. James is saying, we can do it too. What was the secret of Elijah's prayer? I believe it was this, that his prayer was based on the Word of God, that in his prayer he gave release by his faith to the limitless power of God's Word when united with God's Spirit. Elijah was not praying on his own initiative. He wasn't thinking up his own prayer, but he was praying according to the Word of God. When we look at the scene there on the top of Mount Carmel, Elijah has challenged the prophets of Baal, challenged them to call down fire from heaven on their sacrifice, and they've been praying all day, cutting themselves with lances and jumping on the altar, becoming frantic and out beside themselves, but nothing has happened. At the close of the day, Elijah builds his altar and offers his sacrifice, and then he prays this very, very simple prayer. No shouting, no screaming, no jumping up on the altar, but a prayer that's based on the Word of God. Listen to what he says. Then it came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I've done all these things at thy word. What's the key? It's that last phrase. I have done all these things at thy word. I've not improvised. I've not followed my own leadings or impulses. I've not based my actions on some kind of human philosophy, but I've based all that I've done on your word, Lord, and therefore I can expect that you'll stand behind me because you're standing behind your own word.
You know, if my wife gave me a list of things she always wants, she's always willing to cooperate with, she's always desirous of, don't you think a loving husband would do it? Well, God has given us a list of things that he yearns to do. All he needs is for people to read them, believe them, and pray them back to him. And it's his delight to perform them. That not only makes prayer easy, it makes it praying according to the will of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Government leaders and policies can greatly affect God's people and their ability to carry out the Great Commission. But what can one believer do? Can a single saint change the course of history? Derek Prince says, yes. Few Bible teachers in modern times have had a deeper understanding of how prayer and fasting work together to change circumstances than did Derek Prince. That is why one of Derek's most consistently influential books is Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the little taught secrets of moving mountains that have inspired and influenced countless other Bible teachers and intercessors. With it, you can become a history shaper. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. To order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting for only $12.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince had a deep and biblical understanding of the power of prayer. He saw firsthand how God will partner with willing believers. Discover how the same keys that move princes and presidents will also bring God's perfect will into your life. Order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, hoping you've been with us all week for this series on prayer. And to help me digest this and really process it, help you apply it to your life, David Holland's joining us in the studio today. David's one of the producers of the show and former pastor and a man who really lives a deep spiritual life. And we can draw from it, learn from it, have it modeled for us. So, Dave, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's always very cool.
You know, I am really moved by what Derek has said, and I've been moved by this theme for years. That we certainly want to pray the scriptures. We certainly want to pray the Lord's Prayer. We want to pray in somewhat of a formulaic way. That's legitimate. That's right. That's how the rabbis taught and how Jesus taught prayer. But there's this other form of prayer that may be a bit higher and more necessary at times, and it's praying according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Presenting ourselves to the Father and letting the Lord say, look, this is what's on my heart today. I'd like you to intercede for, who knows, Russia, for African Americans, for, you know, whatever's going on, the youth. And I that's got to be a kind of prayer that really delights the Father because it captures what's on his heart at the time.
It is, very much so, but it's also a pretty rare form of prayer. I've discovered that most believers, and I was one of those believers for many, many years, that didn't really grasp the fact that the Holy Spirit wanted to engage my prayer, lead my prayer, and be an integral part of how and what I pray. I would come to prayer with my list of things, and we've talked about how important that is to have a list. I would come and pray the Word, but when I got a revelation of the fact, and there was a scripture that Derek pointed to today, that passage in Romans that says, we don't always know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Now, I always understood that to be talking about the prayer language and thought, okay, that's the Holy Spirit engages when I speak into my prayer language. That's the Holy Spirit helping me pray as I ought in my weakness. But I discovered that there's much, much more to that scripture, that really in every aspect of my prayer, if I will be open to the Holy Spirit's guidance, He and I will go all over the world. He'll take me and to places that I wasn't even thinking about to pray for and intercede and do spiritual warfare. And He's desperately looking for people who will yield themselves to that and make themselves a vessel that's available to be able to do some of the work He wants to do in the earth.
Now, Dave, let's get practical with this. Tell us how that feels to you. What is that like when you're praying that way? In other words, I mean, there's some folks who might be thinking, well, there's a voice that sounds out in the room, or the Bible blows open to a certain scripture, or there's a hand that appears over a map pointing at a country. Right. I mean, I don't mean to be facetious, but tell us exactly how you experience it when that happens.
We're all individuals, and the Holy Spirit engages us as individuals. But for me, it's always just this prompting. It's this inward prod. It's there's a concept or a name or a place or a face that I hadn't been thinking about that is suddenly there. And when you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit like that, He's going to take you all over the world, because, as I said, He's looking for people who will, as a Derek Prince book mentions, who will be available to shape history through prayer and fasting. Shaping history through prayer and fasting is exactly what can be accomplished if a person will yield themselves to the Holy Spirit in prayer. As a matter of fact, that book, that Derek Prince book, is available. It's one of our special resources that we're highlighting throughout this series of programs. It's an amazing book that has transformed the prayer lives of countless people. I know so many great men and women of God who point to that book as a life changer for them. It's a special featured resource this week. It's available online at the website. It's derekprince.org. You'll see it there featured fairly prominently if you want to get it, or you can give us a call if you want to get it. The cost is $12.95, and that number is 800-448-3261. Again, 800-448-3261. I would encourage anyone who has not read that book and you want to pray with power and yield yourself to the Holy Spirit in prayer, not only shape the history of nations, but shape the history of your family, shape the history of your legacy, your descendants. Amazing things can be accomplished if you'll go there, if you'll yield yourself to that.
You know, Dave, we've got just over a minute. Let me ask you a tough question. If God wants to answer prayer, and surely thousands, millions of people are praying, why aren't things different in our world? What's being held up, do you think?
You know, I don't know that really there is all of that as much concerted, word-based, Spirit-led prayer going on as really needs to go on. I think that there's we spend a lot more time talking about prayer than we actually spend doing it. I'm convicted about that in my own life. I'm much more prone too often talk about a problem rather than go to my knees about a problem. So I really just think more of God's people need to be yielding themselves to the Spirit and to the Word in prayer for us to see some real changes.
I think there ought to be a law that there can't be a prayer conference where people don't pray half the time. Buddy, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Stephen.
Listen, now we really want you to log on to the website. We want you to know what's happening at Derek Prince Ministries. We want you to be able to access some of these resources and certainly listen to these teachings over and over again. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for this week. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, be sure to join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's classic book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, available for only $12.95. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how you can become a history shaper. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.